Daily Rest, Wednesday, October 4th, 2023. New Testament Evangelists. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, "Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem, and has come here for that purpose, so that he might bring them bound to the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Acts chapter 9, verses 19b through 22. Saul. "I can't be an evangelist. Do you know what I have done?" Does your past, your public sins or failings, create a roadblock for preaching the gospel? It shouldn't. If we, like Saul, have been led to genuine repentance over our sin, we can be sure that God can use our witness to reach others. There may be times when those who know our past sins are hesitant to listen to what we have to say. But this is not an excuse to become silent about the Savior who has led us out of a life of sin to a life of service by His grace. In fact, our failures and God's grace through repentance and forgiveness are a powerful testimony to others who are burdened by their sin. Saul had been traveling to Damascus to gather up and persecute Christians, but Jesus had other plans. He brought the great persecutor of the church to know him as his Savior. If anyone had a right to be concerned about his reception because of his past, it was Saul. But this didn't stop him. Immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, Luke tells us. Saul would later write, "For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. Lord, don't allow my past sins to prevent me from sharing your word. Amen. Knowing you and your salvation, grateful love dare never cease to proclaim your tender mercies, gracious Lord, your heavenly peace. Sound we forth the gospel's tidings to the earth's remotest bound, that the sinner has been pardoned and forgiveness can be found. The Lutheran Hymnal, hymn 498, verse 4, adapted.